Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever heard Messiah has come? It says in his word,
Mallory is not available.
Atonement
at the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording,
iniquity born, that we can find life with him evermore. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar a stain to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring hope eternal. Salvation has come to the world, God's own Son. Prophets of old speak much of Messiah. His death is foretold. The purpose is clear. Isaiah did say, was for an atonement to give us a way that leads not to death.
The sacrifice now has been slain, his blood on the altar a stain to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring hope eternal. Salvation has come to the world, God's only Son to the world, Jesus the one. Yeshua is he.
So brothers of mine, look not to yourself, for we are but one. We all need his help. We've broken the law, but he paid our debt, that we can find life by Yeshua's death.
The sacrifice lamb has been slain, blood on the altar of stain to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring hope eternal. So final atonement has come and brought us new hope by God's Son. If you will believe in your heart,
Yeshua, you
know. But the Messiah has come. And I tell you, if anyone, I've got two here with me. I've got Michael from New Jersey and Doc from Tennessee. And if you look at, if anybody watched Biden with all that, I mean, even President Trump is knocking it out. He's hitting a grand slam home run there in Pennsylvania tonight. And he's commented on the looks of what Biden looked like the devil. And I got a scripture that just kind of fits with that point. This is coming from 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse 18. Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might be plain that they all are not of us. Now, Biden, he claims to be Catholic, but he's no more Catholic than the moon is cheese. And he is exactly what this, as far as Antichrist, because he has totally, you know, he's all about abortion and gay marriage and all this trans and all this liberal. He's a liberal politician first, and he's not a Christian whatsoever. And so before I bring on Mike and Doc, I want to try one more time to see if I can get Representative Sutton, if he can come on.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Mallory
is not available. At the tone, your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
When you have finished recording,
Mallory,
you may hang up or press
1 for more. At the tone.
Well, it doesn't look like he's going to be here tonight, and that's okay because he's a representative and he's out and about politicking, which is good. That's his job. And so, Mike, what did you think? Did you see Biden's speech there the other night?
No, the one he did in Philadelphia, the America Soul speech. I not only saw it, I taped it.
Oh, no. Oh,
and
no.
I discovered something.
Yeah?
Mr. Biden had this to say about the make MAGA, he called it. Make America Great Again crowd, which includes us. And this is what he said.
Rising Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. They spread fear and lies. Lies pull for profit and power.
And during that speech, he also said this.
The cynics and the critics come thinking you're done. But they're wrong. There is not a single thing America cannot do, not a single thing beyond our capacity, if we do it together.
Now, where do you think he got that idea? Possibly from this.
When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
That last clip was President Trump at his inauguration. Hopefully you can hear those.
Yeah. Very clearly. That was good. You're getting your system set back up, my brother.
Yeah. I'm going to be dangerous.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And we're glad to have Michael from New Jersey back. He's back. He's got his A game. And we got also Doc from Tennessee, and Doc has kind of an announcement that he brought in, and I will say something prior, just before I bring him on, because 100 million people have died as a result of the fentanyl, you know, the illegal drugs coming across the border, chiefly being made in China. And so they're talking about that there in Pennsylvania tonight, President Trump is. And so, Doc, you had something you wanted to make a comment on that, right?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do. But first I want to point out that Biden was right. Once the United States bands together to get rid of him and his clown show, we are going to be unstoppable. But to the point of your intro there, ladies and gentlemen, I live in just plain old USA, America, Clarksville, Tennessee. We are the seventh largest growing city in the state of Tennessee. Our taxpayer dollars just bought a $100 million event center. By the way, it doesn't have any parking. I don't know what they're going to do about that. But, yeah, they spent $100 million on that. And about 3 days ago, my wife was walking by our yard, and she looked down, and there's this mailbox, and she looked down to pick up trash, and what she saw was a dollar bill. Inside this dollar bill was a white substance. Now, we've heard from other counties in the state, Perry County, for one, they actually put it on the news, that somebody found it in a gas station, and they sent it to their lab, and their lab came back and says it was crack cocaine and fentanyl. With the amount or the concentration that could kill at least 10 men, if I remember correctly. Now, unfortunately, we'll never know it was in the dollar bill that was found in my yard because the city government, God, I can't wait till November, the city government decided to blow $100 million on a convention center with no parking lot, but they can't squeeze a few million out for a decent crime lab. You hear that? There's no crime lab, but we are finding these dollars. They're all over the place. I just found one in Clarksville. I don't know if any more have been found in Clarksville because the policy is not to warn the people. It's just to destroy the evidence. That's what they told me they're going to do with it, destroy it because they can't figure out what it is.
You know what they're going to do, don't you, Doc?
Huh?
You know what they're going to do, don't you, Doc?
Since yeah, they're going to destroy the evidence and carry on like no big deal.
Well, they could run an expensive shuttle to the event center.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to do that. I'm sure they're going to do that. You know, wherever they park these cars. I mean, there are places you can park, the riverfront for one, a few vacant lots. I'm sure the car thieves and the people that are looking to steal parts are going to love that. Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody wrote in a magazine that Clarksville was the greatest place in the country to live. We actually won awards because of our arbor thing, of all the trees. Well, they're cutting them all down to build apartment buildings. Yeah.
Give me once. I want to try one more time. I had one digit wrong, so that's why that wasn't coming
okay,
in.
So
let me try
okay.
one more. Let me one more shot.
Okay. But I would like to finish that thought.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're building all this stuff to bring people in, but they don't have the basic infrastructure to keep them safe. And that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, the priorities
are way out of whack. Don Hartley. Hey, you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, sir?
Huh. Good. I was trying to call you a while ago, and I had one digit off, and I was, I thought, what's happening here? And I realized, hey, I was just one digit off.
Oh, gotcha.
And so, we've got Mike from New Jersey here, and Doc. And Doc was telling, you know, this about this illegal drugs that's coming up, and President Trump is knocking it out. I mean, he's hitting a grand slam home run there in Pennsylvania right now. And I was just listening. It was really good. And they're talking about that. But we were looking at some of these drugs coming across the border, and when you look at them, my wife and I was watching this in horror because they look like candy. And, you know,
oh, yeah.
You give these to kids. Did you see what I'm – have well, you seen this yourself?
I have seen this. They look like Smarties, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah, that's dangerous,
shocked.
Dangerous stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And
my wife found a dollar bill with some white stuff on it right in my yard. And the police don't even have a lab to analyze this stuff, which I think is ridiculous. But, yeah, it's happening. You need to warn the people in your district. Now, here's the thing about this. I call me Doc for a reason. I'm going to give you all a little education here. Recreational drugs, fentanyl is not. The concentration is way too high. They're bringing it over in concentration, and it will go in your skin transdermal. Now, you can get it prescription. The VA tried to give it to me to manage my chronic pain. So it does have a medical application, but the concentration that's on the street is just too strong to be considered recreational. So this is basically an attack. I mean, they're coming over with this stuff in concentration so high that it can wipe out entire cities. One guy, an entire city wiped out with this stuff.
Wow.
This is an attack. I mean, if they milled it down and diluted it enough, it could become pharmaceutical grade. But right now, it's even higher than that. It's just toxic. You know, so I'm a little scared and a little mad at my city. They spent $100 million on an event center that they can't use, no parking for it, but they can't have a crime lab. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. So, anyway.
What do you think of that, Bill?
Yeah, I'm driving right this moment, so if I seem a little distracted, I'm down in Branson.
Oh, you're in Branson.
I am.
Yeah, I thought you said you was going to be out and about. So are you going to be
indeed.
In Branson? See, I went to school at the Ozarks. That's where I went to college. Sit down there. Played baseball there.
It?
Yeah, so if you get a chance to go on post. They got a world-class museum there, and they've got the Beverly Hillbillies junk car there. So while you're there, you ought to go check it out. Wow.
Here we go. Yeah, 1 second. Let me get a little bit of... I'm a little bit unfamiliar on these roads, and it's dark. So.
Oh, I understand. While you're kind of getting your way around there, Mike, what do you think about what Doc just pointed out there? Oh, wait.
Shocks the fire out
Mike,
of me. That shocks the fire out of me. I didn't think people would do that. But you know what they should do is they should take that $120 million event center and convert it into a crime lab. Spend another $100 million. What the heck? What is, as Senator Everett Dirksen said, billion here, billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Wow. What do you think about that, Doc? You think Mike's got a good plan there to fix that situation?
Yeah, I would love to see it. It's $100 million, not $120. Yeah, I would love to see that.
Well, they're not going to do it. You know why?
Makes they can't make
sense.
No money off of
it. Yeah, there you go.
Wow. Well, Representative Sutton, here's in Branson.
You didn't even hear the best part. I went down to complain to the mayor, and they put me off, made me wait another day. When we found other evidence of drugs, we found a meth lab in the field by my house. The mayor saw me immediately. You know, it's like they don't even care anymore.
Wow.
You know, and it wasn't until I threatened to go to the local paper and to his competitor that the mayor Joe Pitts, by the way, Mayor Joe Pitts came down to my car to talk to me about it. You know, it wasn't until I became a threat that he even cared.
Wow.
Wow.
As you can see, I'm not a fan of this man.
No, no.
I'm not a
fan
of the whole system right now.
Is he a Republican or a Democrat?
I believe he has socialist leanings.
Oh.
He's a Democrat.
So you can take it from there. But personally, I don't think this is either side of the coin, Democrat or Republican. I think this has to deal with kids. I got 15 kids that walk by that mailbox every day. Some of them as young as 5-6 years old.
And they haven't
been on the mayor's lawn. And we know everything about that dollar from what was on it all the way back to the mint.
Wow. Hey, Bill, you had a thought there. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I was just wanted to confirm that they hadn't been able to test the substance on that bill.
No, they don't have a lab. The lab that they use is the TBI lab in Nashville. They are backed up for at least 2 to 3 months. So their plan is they just destroy the evidence. That's what they do with it. They just destroy it so it can't hurt anybody. But, you know, it could be, hell, man, I'm in the middle of a growing city. We have Fort Campbell right here. This is a prime target for terrorists. That stuff could have been anthrax for all I know. The point is, I don't know what it is, and it was on my property. And I got little kids walking through here.
Right.
The whole way they handled it, from a medical and safety perspective, they handled it all wrong. That's all I got to say.
I got good news for you. I am series complete on anthrax. the military may change.
There you go.
Yeah.
Glad
that's
to
what I was
hear.
Gonna tell you, my son's good to go on anthrax too. He, so he'll be all right.
Yep.
So am I.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's bizarre stuff. That's crazy to hear.
But I mean. And Bill, when Gigi and I saw that and what it looked like candy and how dangerous that would be because one of those can kill somebody.
Could kill
just,
multiple people.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are like
the video,
what Doc said, attack.
I've shown the video to at least 25 people personally. 10 of them have told me they lost a family member to fentanyl.
Wow.
That's almost half.
Wow.
See, and, you know,
wow.
we actually had an amendment on the floor this year to make fentanyl test strips legal. And my own friends over on the Senate side killed that amendment. We passed it with strong bipartisan support in the House, but fentanyl test strips are still illegal in Kansas because the Senate was afraid that it might lead that it might encourage people to take black market or you know on the street drugs because they could be assured of some element of safety.
Wait
and I
a
thought
minute.
That was. I thought that was short-sighted as could be because, we can't have somebody goes out and buys a joint or what have you. Yeah, it's illegal, and I get it, but it shouldn't kill them.
You know, Gigi,
so I was really frustrated by that.
Yeah.
They have test strips.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there are fentanyl test strips.
So you can't give the police test strips?
Absolutely.
Okay, you don't
they
have
should
to be the crime lab. Give them at least a way to check it.
They should already have them.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
You just gave me a whole gallon of gasoline for the fire.
There you go. Good. Well, happy to help.
Oh, my Lord. They have test strips. You're telling me they have test. I've been out of the game for a while. They have test strips to test for fentanyl.
Yes, they do.
The police officers should at least have that. For their own safety, for God's sake.
Yes. Your local police department should have those test strips.
You might want to go down and talk to them. You might want to ask them about that there.
Don, I can guarantee you they will be hearing from me.
Good.
There should be no doubt in your military mind that they will know who I am by the end of all this. If they don't know, they will.
Gigi, my wife, used to head the Wounded Warrior program there at Fort Hood, Texas. And what they would do is they would have, if a soldier was requiring some type of narcotic like this, they would have to take them, and Gigi would have to actually give that one soldier one, and he would have to take it in front of her so that she makes sure there's 100% accountability. But what they were doing before Gigi got involved in this, is that they would give the soldier these medications or drugs, and then the soldier would take it right outside and sell it. Oh, my,
absolutely.
My.
Yeah.
And so what Gigi did, what she began doing became universal, army-wide, all over the world, what she was doing. They would have meetings and what she was doing, and it was amazing. I'm so proud of her because of what she was doing. And so that whenever a doctor ordered a certain drug like this for a soldier, they had to come in and they had to take that particular medication right there in front, in front of Gigi, so she would have 100% accountability of that drug. And the one that doctor ordered for that person, she made sure that he took it and that it was done. And so they ended that racketeer that they were doing there, or that was going on there, right outside.
Oh,
yeah. The soldiers. So
okay, now I'm late coming in.
Go ahead.
But have you guys talked about the Emperor Palpatine speech yet?
Oh, yeah, it started with that.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure that you were hitting on it.
Mike, you want to play that again?
Mike's
got something you got to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Check this out. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I have to tell you, Bill, that Mike is back, man. He is. He's got his A game back, man.
Got the studio all set up?
Oh, yeah.
He pretty much does.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Got to do a little substituting because the big board wouldn't fit. But we're pretty much there. This is what pretend President Biden had to say in Philadelphia. He was talking about the Trumpers,
us,
if you will.
Why do Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair? They spread fear and lies. Lies pull for profit and power.
Oh, is that so? Well, Mr. Biden also said this, and I wonder where he got the idea.
The cynics and the critics. But they're wrong. There is not a single thing America cannot do. Not a single thing beyond our capacity. If we do it together.
Now, where did he get that? Maybe he got it from this man.
When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
That last
President Trump.
was a clip of President Trump's inaugural speech.
Wow.
I'm surprised anybody clapped at Biden's. I'm surprised anybody was there to clap for that man.
That was an example. That was an example of him bringing the country together, just like he promised.
Yep.
By saying that 80 million people are a threat to democracy.
Wow.
Yeah. But if you listen to both, if you listen to both speeches, if you listen to the Philadelphia speech, you'll find that the applause was light.
I'll bet it was.
Oh yeah.
Much lighter.
That was
much lighter than it has been for Trump.
Because the entire thing was absolutely an embarrassment.
Yeah.
And wow. Sick. I'm not even sure I can come up with all the adjectives necessary to describe this thing. But
yeah, really.
Hey, guys.
It was sick. It was embarrassing. It was cringeworthy as could be. I mean, I don't even. This has no place in American politics.
Well,
no,
you know
that did not.
You know, Representative, he was putting himself in a setting with a backdrop of Independence Hall. If he was going to tell the truth, what he should have done was put at his backdrop Red Square in Moscow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, guys,
wow.
Little math question. They say that O'Biden got 81 million votes and Trump got 73 million. How many is that total?
154.
There's only 133 million registered voters in America. Somebody pointed that out to me the other day. I just think that's going to make you go, hmm.
Well,
yeah.
You know, math is not their strong suit. His press secretary the other yesterday, came out and said that since Biden had taken office, they created 10,000 million jobs.
10,000
million. I didn't know there was such a number.
If you transfer it would be 10 billion.
But there ain't that many people.
But there's only 8 billion people on the planet.
Yeah.
So what jobs he created, I'm really not quite sure.
Government, 81 million how many IRS agents they just hired? 81,000?
81,000.
That
81,000 or 87,000?
Yeah.
He created those jobs?
That's
87,000.
But that's
yep.
still not even 100,000, much less
no,
10
it's
billion.
Not. But I'll tell you what, Biden has kept damn near every promise he made. He said he's going to shut down the oil industry. He did it. He said he's going to raise your gas prices. He did it. He said he's going to open the borders. He did it.
I got
to give it to the man. He kept his word. You know, I mean, you got to give him his props where you can.
Well, that's true, I guess.
Maybe they'll run on that.
Wow.
A candidate that keeps his word. We didn't
that's
say a good word, but we kept it.
I crushed oil and gas. I drove up your fuel prices. Yeah, mission accomplished.
Yep.
Well, you know they want you to think that the Democrats are looking like they're going to cruise their way to victory in November. Actually, I was privy to a meeting that they had in the White House, and they were singing this song.
I'd have no luck at all.
Yeah, baby.
That was one of my favorite songs when I was working for a living.
Tell you what, if they do win, your vote don't count for squat.
Did they have a bloodhound in the office?
There's no way people are going to vote for the status quo. Huh?
Did they have a bloodhound in the office?
Yeah.
Because that was the best part of that song was the bloodhound sitting beside him.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Beauregard, the wonder dog. Beauregard, the wonder dog.
Beauregard, that was it. I couldn't put my finger on his name. That was it. Beauregard, that's right.
There
Oh, my. Wow. Well, I tell you what, you know, President Trump, when he mentioned something about Biden's talk and that whole thing, he said Biden looked like the devil. He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, that was straight out of Devil's Advocate right there. Holy
yeah.
cow,
yeah.
What were they? Okay. Now, horrible visual aside. All right, let's just think about this for a minute. Somebody planned that thing. What could they have been thinking? Did they honestly think that this was going to be the thing to push America into Biden's camp? It looked like some sort of, you know, like I said, you know, Emperor Palpatine, for crying out loud. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was a Star Wars farce.
Well, do you remember just a few years ago that the Democratic Party, they voted, I mean, they yelled out and screamed out that they would toss God out of their platform. Remember that?
Do you think they...
you want proof of that?
Huh?
You want proof of that?
Boom,
I got
God.
That on tape, too. This is the invocation at the Democrat State Convention held in Houston, Texas in 1988. Get a load of the Trinity on this one.
That's how we like to introduce... For the purpose of the invocation, the Reverend Dr. Annette Jones, Director of the Center for Counseling and Spiritual Growth, so please join me in welcoming Dr. Annette Jones for the purpose of the invocation.
Here it comes.
Mother of wisdom, Father of light, Spirit of love.
How's that for a trinity? No
more.
Oh,
there you go.
Wow.
Spirit.
Wow. That was in 1988.
Well, we see how far they've come.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah,
people like that, they're out front. They tell you what they're going to do. And people are so shocked by it that they don't react. And then they take that as permission and they go and do it.
You're exactly right.
You gotta start saying no right from the jump start.
Yep. When your opponent tells you who he is through his actions, believe him.
Yep.
Yeah.
And call him on it.
Exactly.
Every time they're seen, they need to be called on it. None of the sweeping it under the rug and moving to the next sensational topic. Let's get this and then move on.
When you coming back? When you coming back home, man? Are you going to be down to Branson for a few weeks?
No. I'll be back on Monday.
Oh, okay, Monday. Oh, for the holiday.
You bet. Yeah. Yeah, we're just down here visiting. I've got my daughter and my son-in-law and my grandson and my son and his girlfriend.
It's hard to believe that you got a grandchild. Wow.
I've got a 19-year-old grandchild.
Wow.
I can feel that too. I feel that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not me.
But I tell you what. Yeah.
I'm very old, Don.
Not yet.
You don't realize that I'm very, very old.
Yeah. What's important is be young at heart, man. That's
there
it
you
right
go.
There.
Well, depending on the day, yeah, we're giving it a whirl.
Well, I tell you what, I'm really glad that he called me. He wanted to let me know that he wanted to have an announcement for tonight's show, and I just thought, wow, that's it. And just with what Gigi and I watched on the news and how scary this is, and I also see it as an attack, and we need to call
it
in order and.
That was a declaration of war.
Yeah.
He declared war on half of America.
Yeah.
And that's how he unifies the country.
And this other thing about trans, you know, I mean, taking children that, like, you know, before they're like 2 and 3 and, you know, real young, and try to make them, you know, have their sex changes and all that. I mean, that And there was a Catholic couple that they were trying to take their children away from them because they wouldn't let them do it. They wouldn't let them. And because of being Catholic, they told them, or they tried to take those kids away from them so they could mutilate them.
Well, yeah, the state's been doing that for 70 years.
I'm sorry, say that again.
The state has been taking children away from parents under the guise of protecting them for the past 70 years, and I'm a product of that. And I want to tell you people firsthand, the places they put these children is no Cinderella land. They sent me to pedophiles, monsters, people that beat me, drank drugs. It was a living nightmare. I got out on my own. I've been a legal adult since I was 13 because of the wonderful protection the state gave me.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
The state had been taking kids from homes. They took the father out of the home. That forced the mother to leave the home so she could work and so they could tax the mother. And then they put the kids in the indoctrination center. And that wasn't enough. No, then they had to go in. Oh, there's some lint in the dryer trap. That's a fire hazard. Your house ain't safe. And the kids away.
Yep.
We used to have this woman come to my house and give my mom the white glove treatment. She actually scrubbed the paint off the walls down to the bare sheetrock to keep her kids. It's crazy.
Wow.
I know. But I'll tell you what, yeah, they've been doing this for 70 years. And it's time for the men to say, nah, we ain't doing it no more.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
And Bill, that's why we need you out there, man. We need you out there standing up for fathers and mothers against this onslaught. Because that's what it is. It's an onslaught. And,
absolutely it is.
We need to defend. We need to defend our children and grandkids. I mean, I've got granddaughters, and I mean, this bothers me greatly because they're so young. So they're just,
right. Oh,
man.
Yep.
So
I agree with you 100%. You know, this whole, you know, we've got so many different factors playing into this. You know, we've got butchers willing to, you know, slice and dice and chop up our kids into some simulacrum of the opposite gender, which is, I mean, it still doesn't change them, but it certainly changes their body. Then we have Munchausen parents who are so anxious to have a trans child that they will volunteer their children for this abuse, this disfigurement.
That's what it is, abuse. And that's why here in Kansas, we got to change our governor, because the one we got in there now is behind some of this trans stuff. And
absolutely,
you know,
she
we
is.
Need to,
hook, line, and sinker. She is full speed.
So we need to get out there.
And we need to get Derek Schmidt into the office. I
amen.
Ran into Derek, was it yesterday, I guess, at K-State. And we were there for the new president's inauguration there, the K-State president. He looks like he's going to be a solid guy. I'm kind of excited about him, but we'll have to find out. You know, obviously when the proof is in the pudding. He can make nice sounds with his mouth, but we'll see what happens.
Amen to that.
I think he's gonna be a good guy. We'll find out. But yeah, I was talking to Derek about this very issue. And he's like, yeah, we've got to put the brakes on this stuff in Kansas, and he is 100% on board with doing so.
Outstanding. And that's why it's important for us, as we spoke at the beginning of this series, is the importance of voting locally. Get your
Absolutely.
Local elections and know
Absolutely.
The issues.
Get
know,
the issues.
Issues.
Know who you're voting. Know who you're voting for before you walk in the booth. It is not.
Amen.
This is not a pop. This is not a pop quiz. This is not a popularity contest. Know who you're voting for, know what they stand for, and make sure that it matches what you believe.
Amen. They represent you, supposed to.
Absolutely.
And so we need to stand up for America. We're doing that 54-day novena for America, and we're praying for America, deeper truth and grace force. So I've been putting that out there every day.
Been getting it.
And also you've been getting it. Outstanding. And then
on my phone. I've been getting it on my phone.
Oh, good. And then the representative,
yep.
then the promises that our Lord and our Lady gives for praying the rosary. So that is our battle weapon. That is our weapon right there, the rosary, to pray the rosary.
Absolutely.
And
that's the ICBM of prayer warfare.
Yeah, I love it.
Not bad at all.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, you be safe on your way home, Bill. Make sure that you got your wife with you, right?
I do.
All right. Well, you just y'all be safe on your way home.
We will. We will. And in fact, with that, I probably better sign off because they just went into a restaurant bar, and I'm out here standing in the parking lot, probably drawing all kinds of strange attention.
Okay.
Wondering what I'm doing out here in the parking lot on a phone. You know, pretty sure some of the folks are nervous.
But just tell them that you're on the radio, man. You're on the radio.
Oh yeah. I will be saying that.
Put us on speaker. That's what I got you on. I hope people hear it.
There you go.
I think you're coming through.
That's
the
awesome. Wow. Well, you'd be safe on your way home. That's the big thing. That's the big news.
I certainly will. We'll only be driving in the daylight. Don't worry about that.
Oh, good. You're going to get you some rest
These roads confuse me in the dark.
Yeah, 32 going north. Yeah, 32, you know, head towards Springfield. Yeah, that can.
Yep.
It can.
Yeah, all right. I know is about Branson is one beer costs you $40.
Oh, yeah.
It costs $100 to walk out the door. That's what I know about Branson.
That's why I want to make sure I get in there because I don't know what kind of a tab they're running up.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Well, take care.
You all, gentlemen, take care of yourselves, and I will talk with you next week. And look into those fentanyl test strips.
I will. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to hear about that.
Doc.
Very good.
Yeah.
In fact, you'll have to let us know that goes for next week.
No,
that'll be next week.
That won't test for, you know, cocaine or heroin or anything else like that, but it will identify the fentanyl.
That's all they need to know, yo.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
All right,
guys.
Gentlemen, have a wonderful week.
Yeah, you too.
You do the same.
All right. Y'all take care now.
Mike,
bye-bye.
Doc, thank you. Thank you so much because I got a rock and roll.
Yeah,
I'm standing on the rock, and my name is on the roll. So, yes, I do rock and roll. So this is for Trump. He is – he'll be listening. He'll be hearing all this, so he'll be interested in this. So God bless you guys.
I would love to have lunch with that man. He's listening.
Mr. Trump.
Yeah,
I like to hang. America, America, you gotta fight for America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, red, white, and blue, America.
Allegiance. nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. America, America, you gotta fight for America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. We gotta fight America. The red, white, and blue. We hold our values and we hold them true. Lady Liberty standing tall. She stands for freedom, but there's nothing free at all. America, America. So many died for America. So never forget, we have a right.